Tucked between unassuming buildings on Bagram Airfield, the Afghanistan Captured Material Exploitation Unit, or ACME, investigates evidence from the front lines using chemistry with various microscopes, DNA forensics using genetic samples collected, and even a green laser to illuminate fingerprints. Their techniques are similar to the scripted crime scene investigators found on network television, except this science is real. One of the scientists responsible for analyzing materials for fingerprints, known as Tommy, explains part of the process for matching prints collected from the crime scene.
Once those are finished fuming in the fuming chamber, then they can be looked at to see if there's any prints. If there's not, then we can apply a fluorescent chemical and then we'll look at it under a laser to view and photograph those prints.
The green laser releases a blinding glare if looked at directly, so the scientists don orange goggles and attach orange lenses to their cameras.
Now that he's found a print, he'll focus on one individual print at a time, snap that photograph, and that photograph can be either used for manual comparisons or we can search that print in a database to see if that person has already been enrolled somewhere.
Though this process is long and arduous, Monday says every second in his lab is one less second a service member has to be in harm's way.
Every person we can identify by latent print takes an enemy combatant off the battlefield. And that's one less person shooting at our troops, trying to build pressure plates to blow them up. And every person we can take off the battlefield this way is one less person they have to worry about when they're out on the ground.
Reporting from Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan, I'm Marine Corporal Joshua DeFore.